education of our children doesn't begin and end at academia. There is a spiritual responsibility on each parent and teacher to nurture and train a young soul spiritually. This is called Chinuch. Join Rabbi G every Monday at 2 p.m. as he explores education and Chinuch for parents and teachers. Torah isn't education, it's transformation.
What a 1.9 Chafem Chachinuch with Rabbi G. We are back, as we do every Monday between 2 to 3, where we discuss education, we discuss chinuch, we discuss anything that we can actually learn, achieve, and grow from, anything that's happening around the world, anything that's happening locally in South Africa. And, by the way, what a weekend we had with all the stress. I'm sure you all know about everything. We all heard how we're done Saturday night. So we are all up to date. And guess what? I'm not going to speak about that. And that is not going to be our topic today. Today, we're going to continue our normal journey of learning how to grow and get any information or anything we can from out there, actually learning how to be the people we want to be in the world we want to live in, how to influence our friends, our families, our communities, and anything that will lead us to a better path. One of our listeners commented not long ago, and actually I've heard it from other listeners as well, is that when it comes to college campuses, I'm talking quite a bit in different angles and discussion, and a lot of it is about negativity. We've had discussions with international leaders about, BDS on campuses. We spoke about different challenges. We talk about academia, about the left, about all kinds of things. And the question I've been asked, is there nothing positive in happening in the campuses? Is there nothing that we need to understand and learn? So today, I think I found a couple that will discuss with us positive stuff and what they are doing around quite a few campuses, I think specifically in the United States, but potentially other places as well. And I'm going to hear and learn about it just with you together. So we are going into this hopefully very interesting discussion. I'm going to be speaking to Chani and Peretz Shane, who are the co-founders of something called M54, which we are going to learn about right now. And let's hear and get to know them. So firstly, good afternoon to you, Peretz. Thank you so much for being with us today.
No pleasure. So just for correction, it's Chane.
Chane. Okay, sorry. in the spelling
kinder.
Okay, so Chani and Peretz Chen. Okay, so let's, before we start the discussion and interview, let's get to know you a bit. Peretz, introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sure. So together with my wife, Chani, we live in Waltham, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. And since 2001, we have been at Brandeis University and been Chabad Shluchim at Brandeis University. And in 2020-21, we began M54, the Institute for Avodah Pnimit, Avodah Pnimis, insourcing.
Okay. And so the translation of that would be the insourcing of the inner work, or how would you translate it?
Yes, the insourcing of the inner work, the insourcing of your decision-making process, the insourcing of your learning, and the idea essentially being that, as you see, we learn a lot of Torah, we learn a lot of texts, we learn a lot of ideas, and that's an important part of our education as children, as young adults, as adolescents. And there comes a point in time where it is insufficient to study the text, or is insufficient to simply listen to what you are instructed by, or what your surroundings inspire or motivate you, but your learning has to become integrated into your life in such a way where your decision-making process and your learning is emergent from your life experience, and that you are able to insource your decision-making, your choices, and to do that, it requires a process called Avodah Pnimit. Generally translated as inner work, but a certain, certain focus on that process.
Okay, so we'll get there in a moment. Just let's introduce your wife, Chani. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for being with us today. Introduce yourself.
Hello, thanks for having us. Yes, like Parrot said, we're here in our 25th year at Brandeis, and it has been really an interesting, surprising, and really invigorating journey to grow our shlichut, our mission, our life's passion with young students. But it has also given us a number of challenges as we grow older and gain more experience, and our community of students stays 18 to 22. And so we have really found ways of learning with the alumni who are growing in years, and learning we have understood does not stop, should not stop when we enter our 20s or 30s. And we also have taken these ideas that Parrot's mentioned and brought it to students as well.
Okay, wow, amazing. So just to understand, there's, you almost speak about two separate programs that you guys are doing. One is the M54, which is for students, sounds a bit broader, which you'll explain the technicalities, and one is for alumni that have been through this university already or college already and are moved on, but still you have some kind of connection and relationship that working with them. So let's go and understand a bit more of the program of the M54 program, which is more into worldwide. Just explain a bit more. Is that only in Brandeis? Is it in other campuses? Are you online? Get an understanding.
So M54, just to clarify. So M54 is more focused on adults. Okay. And both in our alumni community, but also with other Chabad shluchim and shluchais, who okay. we teach, learn with them and teach this process or this system or this avodah called avodah pnimit, which is rooted, deeply rooted in Chabad teachings, the idea of this avodah pnimit. It's really fundamental, going back 250 years. And we do that in the Chabad shluchim and shluchais space and the adult space in general. So it's not limited to Chabad shluchim, that's just our community who we're working with. And we're also bringing this type of learning to college students. And in a certain sense, you know, college students are young adults, you know, started life as children, as adolescents, and they're more in the model of learning, which we call the outsourced model.
I don't know, the older I'm getting, the less adults they look to me, but okay.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying the older I'm getting, the less of adults they look and appear, but okay.
Sure, but so. it is the point where they're transitioning from children, entering into the young adult phase.
Correct. So that's in online community.
Right. The work we do with adults, alumni, our colleagues, that's online. And then we meet with our colleagues, we have in-person time, because as you know, in-person learning is very impactful. It's over a few month process. And, you know, I heard your introduction to this interview that Torah learning is not just about education, but it's about transformation. And what we have come to realize over our years is the most impactful way of leading is we can only take people as far as we have gone. And so being a community,
so you're on the journey together with the people.
So it's easy to inspire people, but it's much harder to do the work on one's own character and to invite change within oneself. It's easier to inspire change in other people. It's harder to inspire change within you. And we have learned that we can have a greater impact on and with our communities, alumni, students, young adults, wherever there are Jewish leaders, if the Jewish leaders themselves are reaching for a kind of transformation in as they move from their 20s to their 30s to their 40s. And so that's what this calling is about.
Amazing. Well, let's take a short break here from our advertisers, and when we come back, we will continue sure. this discussion.
Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G. We are back. I'm here with Chani and Peretz Chen, who are the leaders and co-founders of an organization called M54, which is working on the inner work that people need to do in their journey in life and to understand. And that's what we're understanding, figuring out a bit more. Sounds like the work is done with their colleagues, meaning other representatives. They use the term of shluchim and shluchas, which is a translation from, if we would translate that from Hebrew, that would be representatives or messengers from into the community, into a one of the Jewish Orthodox communities of Chabad, and they are together training other people as well with their work. And I want to ask you guys, now that we are back after the break, you know, you mentioned about the work you're doing and the inner work and the journey that a person takes to understand their deeper understanding and a mission in life and all kinds of things that sound quite heavy. And when we talk about a generation of the TikTok wisdom and people that generally will gather information many times from a short or from a reel or from whatever that it would be, it sounds that you're doing amazing work in a world that is not so in tuned into that area of work. How's your experience been with that?
Well, I would say that, you know, you mentioned, I see in your introduction that it's about education, about transformation. And as adults who have educated, who've raised this young generation, I wonder and I ask, how has our education, how has our chinuch been one that has been about transformation? We've done, as educators, we've done a lot of lecturing. We've done a lot of teaching texts. We do an enormous amount of how to get the information over to the adults, to the young children. But I wonder how effective have we been in teaching how transformation is being done. And I think to a great degree we've lost that generation in that we haven't taught transformation. We've simply taught instructions, instructing them what to do.
So how do you do it differently?
So they go to TikTok, but what we found is that if we teach them the process of transformation, this system of transformation, and one of the things about transformation, different than instruction, is that transformation is very personal. In a certain sense, it can't be instructed. But the thing about instruction is that instruction is easy. And as an educator, I call it something we just have to put out the material and let them figure out how to do it. Teaching transformation or guiding in transformation requires a more personalized form of interaction. It requires providing more latitude, but more importantly, I think it also provides it requires a system and a process of how to teach transformation. And so that's something that we've been doing with college students. And once you bring them into the room and once you start teaching them, and not teaching them, you start facilitating with them and guiding them in this learning, they're really attracted to it. And essentially at the core of the learning is their life experience. So for instance, you want to teach them the idea of lech lecha me'artzecha u'miladcha me'beis avicha, okay?
Which is a concept in English of,
it's this week's Torah portion. And this is important. It's God's call to Abraham to leave his father's land, to leave his birthplace, to leave his land, to leave his father's home. And we teach this idea, and then we will teach that as a lesson. And the lesson is for students and even for adults to move, to grow beyond their routines, to grow beyond their habits, grow beyond their familiarities. Right?
Okay.
That's really inspiring. That's very inspiring. Okay. Thank you for that wonderful lesson. Now, how do I do that? How does that work?
So do you go and dive into every person's journey and wherever person they're up to? Or you bring the concepts and you just discuss them until people start connecting on a personal level?
So we invite them actually into a process of learning how to apply this into their lives by inviting them to start what we call the first thing is to start noticing. So in this, first of all, what does this idea mean to you? How is that understood to go away from habits? So start now paying attention to habits. Start paying attention to routines. Start noticing them. And we teach them to notice without judging. See, one thing we're inclined to
not judging themselves or other people where they notice. When talking about their own habits.
Not when they are noticing, not judging themselves, not judging their surrounding, not judging what they're noticing. In other words, judging means determining. When you judge, you determine whether it could be, judging is not necessarily negative. It could also be positive. You have concluded that this that you're noticing is either good or bad. Once you've done that noticing, you've already closed your ability to learn. The idea in Avodah Pnimit is that actually your actions, your behaviors, it carry an enormous amount of information, an enormous amount of data. We call it Torah HaAdam, the Torah of the person. And it's important to study it, to understand it. Not first to study it, to pay attention to it, to learn about it, to see what is going on. So when you are observing your habits, observe what type of habits do you have? When do you follow them? When are you able to step away from them? How does it feel inside? What is the environment that's around it? What is the particular behaviors or things that you are following into habits? There's a lot to learn over there to pay attention to. And the more, and the word pay attention is an interesting word because it costs.
Right, but 100%. But before we go there of paying attention, etc., you're describing a journey that could suit people that are extremely honest, extremely confident, extremely strong with their ability to absorb themselves and stay standing in a world that many of us, and I'm going to say this gently, are becoming more and more extremist because our point of view is becoming more and more radical because we're exposed to less and less of the other side and of the other people. We no longer walk in the streets seeing people. We are generally either driving or watching our device. We are no longer just thinking and exploring and watching people around us. And the need to actually be able to look inside yourself needs to be facilitated by the ability to see beyond your very narrow vision, that it feels like the more information we have, the more narrow our vision is becoming, and B, to be able to actually handle the self-observation. And in the speedy world that we live in, that we don't have 1 second of thinking, do we have generally that ability to observe ourselves and actually understand what we're seeing?
So this is a lovely insight you have, and it applies both to young adults and adults. So I know you mentioned TikTok and all that. Even though we may not be on TikTok, we are on our phones and our social media. And you are right. One of the unspoken motivators to create this was I was observing adults around me, my colleagues, friends, lose the twinkle in our eyes, and also not be able to be in the present and also not know how to be curious about other people and about life. And that's M54, the magic of 3 times 18, 3 times high, which is when you and I are in a conversation, a slow unfolding conversation, one that is curious and authentic, a new liveliness, a new chayas emerges. And sometimes Paris and I feel like this is an uphill challenge for us. It is new. It is unfamiliar, not just to young adults, but to adults in their 40s and their 50s and their 60s. But it makes us even more motivated to bring back into this world something we call Derech Harucha, which is a founding Hasidic philosophy that is written in the book of Tanya in the introduction, which is Derech Harucha Uktzara, a long, short way. It described well what it means to just grasp for a distraction or a moment of excitement, but that is a katsara, a short way of going through life that fizzles out and it's unsustainable. We are inviting people to take a deep breath, to slow down, to be honest and real, to articulate the reality of their lives, to be in the presence. We do this in small groups, which we have found is essential to inner work. It's not a lonely or journey. and to really bring back curiosity and humility and gentleness into what it means to live a life connected to God and connected to one another. So it is hard. It is hard. And
what are the reactions when you do approach people with that? And by the way, before we go to that, I have to say that you see how we just make assumptions, because it's when in the beginning of the show when you corrected your name and you said your name was Chen, the first thing that crossed my mind was, okay, now I understand M54, because that's the numerical number of your name. But obviously you gave a different explanation. So almost. It's pretty close.
Almost.
We're missing four. But I thought maybe something along those lines. But just missing a bit. The thing is that when you come to people and you say, hey, I know you have a very busy life and I know you're running a campus and you know you speak to people that are on a mission themselves to support other people as well, and you say to them, I have an idea for you, let's slow down. I wonder what their reaction is.
Oh, that's a great question. The reaction is...
To colleagues and to students, by the way.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. The reaction is, I can't slow down. I have so much to do. But then when they just slow down to have a conversation, if they're willing to slow down and have a conversation with us just about it, they start noticing that actually they do have time. And actually, the time that they claim that they don't have, most of it is not necessarily of the highest value, used in the highest, in the best way possible. And that doing this work and doing this learning will actually increase their usage of time in the better way. And the key is, and Chani said, the twinkle in their eye or their vibrancy. And I'll give you an example. So we did a group, a cohort of senior Jewish leaders, and before they joined, most of them were like, I don't have the time for this. I can't do this. My schedule is so busy, but I'll give it a try. And as they started learning the process, they realized that they have plenty of time for this, because how nourishing it is, and it is on par with anything else that is important that they are doing. And in some degrees, even more important, because it allows
the analogy of sharpening your axe when you're cutting the wood, right? That you think you don't have time for it, but really it will speed up everything in life. So
yes.
Obviously, Yenida, but how do you get that reach out? Because it sounds like quite a challenge. And more practically, I would ask, because, you know, we're always excited that we are heard in 80 different countries, but at the end of the day, we're in South Africa. So where's the South African side of things? Is your reach out specifically in United States? Are you internationally? How does this work?
So we are international. I mean, our main reach is in the United States, only because that's where most of the people we're familiar with are. But we have had participants. We've had one participant from South Africa join us. We've had a participant from Israel join us. So, you know, the model that we're doing, and actually now we're making it available even to a broader audience. So in the sense that we have different offerings, we have a long, like a 12 session, 3-day in-person gathering.
Right. So if it's online sessions, it could be anywhere in the world. And then the in-person retreat does require participants to travel in. So
It's quite a walk to Boston from here.
Yeah.
Correct.
But we also now we begin offering smaller, shorter workshops on the ideas and topics of insourcing and of Avodah Pnimit, inner work, which is available on our website, and people could see the different offerings that we have available. So that people, we could offer it, you know, like we're speaking right now,
right,
so distance from each other, but they're still close, so we're able to do that as well now.
And also respond to the challenge that you raised. We have found that it's quite a challenge to ask people to commit for a few months of this process. So in turn, we have also added short, more bite-sized a series of workshops or a standalone workshop that gives them a taste of maybe what noticing could be about. What is a taste of what does it mean to be in a relationship with your, like, you know, we're married to one another, but we do the work together, and sometimes the boundaries get blurred. Yes.
Okay, so that's amazing. And then the ability to step in, which later on in the show, I would ask you also to share the details and the information of how to join you and where to find you if anybody does want to join and learn about what you have to offer. We do need to take another short break. And when we come back, while our listeners enjoy our advertisers and everything that we can have on display today, we will come back shortly and continue this discussion.
Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
1.9 Chai FM, Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back in a very interesting discussion. I'm here with Chani and Peretz Chen, who are the co-founders of M54, which is an online community, almost, I would say, that is very invested in their inner work, growth path, and together they are teaching and inspiring many people to take the journey with them to learn how to interpret what you learn into practicality of your inner work and growth. And on that journey, I want to ask you a question. Considering that, knowing that you have such a reach out, I mean, even from South Africa and all the way to other places as well, as you mentioned, and throughout the United States, you know, we always think as America as America, but really America is a lot of different states with a lot of different points of view and cultures and political stands. And some would say that there's New York and United States and whatever it is that there is there. What are the differences that you're seeing between your different groups of students, or potentially are you blending all the students together? Are the points of views something that are making people closer or actually making it harder on the journey? How do you find this?
One of the biggest takeaways I found doing this work is that we judge someone else quite quickly and determine that we would be interested in having a conversation with them or not, or already disagree with how they are in the world. So there's no connection. But once people come into the room with a tiny bit of curiosity or maturity or dignity, you can see one another. Then different opinions or the way people are differently in the world is actually a connector. But like you noted, this has to be compelling enough for someone to even want to try. It's much easier to be dismissive and judgmental. It's actually much easier to, because then you could just walk away from this. You know, we were just with, you know, family for the weekend, and even within family, there's this judgment, like, I know you, I know what's better for you, let me tell you what to do. And it's a little rough over there.
Well, we actually don't even know ourselves.
Sometimes that's true too. And so we have found that if people, we facilitate the space, and we have learned a lot along the way, what works, what doesn't, but to create a space of connection over differences is actually magical and tremendous.
And a key word is curiosity.
Yeah.
A curiosity and not making the claim and the stake that I know.
So wanting to learn and gaining that knowledge. I'm going to ask you from a completely different angle, which just a thought. You know, Peretz, you mentioned earlier in the show about that the physical behavior and habits and anything we do physically or naturally teaches us about our inner feelings and our inner journey. Now, throughout our journey, we obviously go in waves, and we are in different state of minds and different feelings. And there are times that we're feeling much more strong and powerful, and times that we're feeling low and down. And part of it even is based on our temperature. You know, when we're hot, we potentially could be a bit more hyped up and maybe even aggressive. When we're cold, we kind of cleanse and we want to sit down, and we're interested in different areas, different foods, and our instincts are different. And I'm just curious, because on a very practical level, would there need to be adoptions? Because you're sitting in United States and starting winter, and specifically, I don't know where you live, but I do know Boston. And I can imagine that in a month or two, you're going to be teaching, sitting in a high level of snow, I'd say, and freezing cold and everything's snowing around you, and you may be in that space of you know, cleansing a bit and cuddling, and then you'll have us in South Africa hyped up, middle of summer. We just thought it's warm, it's nice, maybe swimming, enjoying. Is there a difference in the general attitude when we come to speak about inner work that will be affected by the different places in the globe where your students are?
Well, certainly our environment, what is around us, influences us in our behaviors and how we are. The key, though, is to notice that and to acknowledge it. And once you notice it and acknowledge it and are aware of it, then you have the agency to determine how to use it, how to respond to it. So we're always influenced by our environment. The key, though, is to know, to be aware of it. And that's one of the big differences between insourcing and outsourcing. Insourcing is you have, again, I'm going to go back to that word, you have that sense of agency because of your awareness.
So we're able to adapt with information to the space we're in at that moment and connect that way. Because we're moving up in time, I do want to ask you, firstly, is your program mainly for people that are connected to the Chabad concepts, and which is the Jewish Orthodox group of Chabad, or is it global and it's open for everybody? You know, our listeners range from Jewish, not Jewish, Orthodox, non, etc. Who is this for?
So I'll ask you, as a result of our conversation, does what we is what we are speaking about sound particular? Or does it sound something that's relevant and universal and applicable to many more, to anybody?
I'll answer you based on our conversation that you can only teach honestly the deeper working with the people that you're comfortable with. So if you can't create that connection and comfortable and feeling that I want to teach them that it is for them, then I don't know that you'll get the same results for someone that you feel would be appropriate for this journey.
So we also mentioned that once you start this work and this journey, you get comfortable easily. You can actually connect because with on the inside, there is a depth that we can all appreciate and we call connect with another person. And what separates us is judgment. What connects us is curiosity. Avodah Pnimit, inner work, insourcing is inner curiosity that then spills out to a curiosity towards others. And there has never been a time that we've felt a sense of discomfort when we're learning with someone who comes from a different world. Because the different world, to a great degree, is a certain externality. You look in a certain way, you live in a certain place. But at the beginning of the day, on the inside, you're a human being with all its depth and its complexities, a Jew with all its depth and complexities. And we're each navigating our depth and our complexity. And to do this collectively, that's an important part here, is to do this collectively, to do this in a relational environment, provides us an opportunity for greater depth and greater learning.
Okay, so what I take from that is that anybody who's open to the learning and the knowledge and the understanding, you would appreciate them and accommodate them on this journey, and it would work. Because if we're all human, and if you're open to this and you're interested in this, there's what to work on. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, we do need to take our last break for the show, and when we come back, I really want you to share practically, how do people get in touch with you? And if they do want to take this journey, and anybody who heard us, etc. So a short break, and when we're back, let's see how to join practically.
Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 Chai FM, Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back. And if you're just joining by any chance, then I highly recommend you go to our podcast on the app or online and listen to the show, because you missed a very interesting and a great show today with Hani and Peretz Chen, who are founders of an online community of growth and achievement and working on the inner side of us, I guess, the inner work that we need to do to be wholesome and to take everything we learn and to actually implement it. Peretz Chani, how do people get in touch with you?
M54.org has our website with the full program or M54 workshops, and there's a place there to contact us with interest or any questions one has.
Okay, so m54.org, and it's open to
.org.
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 Yeah. Okay, and open to anyone who is curious about this journey and would like to participate, learn, grow, explore, etc. Last question, and we ran out of time, so it's literally 30 seconds for each of you. What do you wish and hope that we will know as a society for a better future?
Well, that there's a lot to learn about ourselves and to be curious about ourselves. And when we are focused inwardly, we're able to connect outwardly. And if the world as a society would be less focused on the outward and more focused on the inward, the connection between everybody would be better.
Okay.
I also want to add that this whole model is built on an educational process called the Fabringen. And we also created a board game where people can in somewhat experience the Fabringen experience, which is this type of connection and inner work experience. And that's also available on our website. So I just want to put that out there as well.
Wow, that's amazing. It sounds fascinating. I don't think you can translate the word Fabringen in any way. I'm not even going to try. It's a warm vibe, whatever. We're not going to go there. Honey, what do you wish and hope that we have?
That to understand the pleasure and the thrill of what it means to evolve and change in our adulthood, and the nourishment and the twinkle in one's eye that it brings, and we become better adults, parents, spouses, and leaders when we do so.
Amazing. Please, God. Thank you so much to both of you for joining us today. And now I will say that's as unusual to most guests, you're not here. You are in America, so I will say to you good morning as well. Thank you, Chani and Peretz, for joining us for today's show. That was Peretz Chani Chen, who run the M54 program. Very interesting discussion about their work. So thank you. Thank you, Craig, for managing the show perfectly. Thank you, Senna, for putting the interviews in place. And thank you to our listeners that are here week after week, 2 to 3, where we learn about different things that can help our growth in life. We will be back next week, Monday, 2 to 3. In the meantime, enjoy the other shows and stay safe. And really, this week, I know I said I won't talk about it, but seriously, stay safe. We will be back.